Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to literally make all your dreams come true. You'll find lots more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at my website, zakaran.com, and also ways of how to help you achieve financial freedom. So here we go. Affirmations are for you, not the universe. Now, as soon as you have a desire for anything, your source, who you truly are as source, instantly manifests that desire that you had vibrationally, in vibrational reality. And your source also knows all the details around that desire, every single detail to help you then manifest that desire into physical reality. And your source is on the job arranging all of the cooperative elements needed for you to manifest that desire into physical reality. It's organizing all of the people and all the money, etc., etc., that you need. And you don't need to worry about the details. Source knows how many people you want and need for the optimal situation. The kind of supportive people that you need and want. Source knows how much money you need to manifest the desire, to create the desire, how much money you want to make from it. Source knows what you want and how to create it in every single detail about that. And in regards to affirmations, another process is of alignment in regards to you getting what you want. Well, these processes are strictly for you, not your source, and not for the universe at large, not for the law of attraction, not to design to somehow convince the universe, convince source, convince the law of attraction how serious you are. Because, again, source and the universe, you can't lie to the universe. You can't lie to source. Source and the universe already knows what you want and how to get these things to you, every single detail, etc., etc. You're the only variable element in the equation, and that variable element is how much are you allowing the universe to give you what you want with your positive-oriented thinking and your positive oriented affirmations, etc., etc., and your general positive attitude in life? Or alternatively, how much are you blocking the universe from giving what you want with your stinking thinking, your limited thinking, your doubtful thinking, your fears and judgments, etc., etc.? So, affirmations and visualizations and other alignment type processes, well, they are not designed as some sort of strategy to prove to the universe that you are serious about what you want. They're not, some sort of tool of manipulation to bend the universe to your will. You don't have to prove anything to the universe, God, source, etc., in order to get what you want, because God, source, universe doesn't judge your worthiness or your alleged unworthiness, and then of course will instead unconditionally give you whatever you want unconditionally, whether you think you're worthy of it or not, because your desire to prove worthiness actually shoots yourself in the own foot and blocks source from giving you what you want. You and other humans are the only beings that judge each other's worthiness. Other than that, God's source doesn't care, because source only sees your magnificence. So you can try to prove your worthiness by how hard you work, or by how generous and caring you supposedly are, or by how great of a warrior you are, or by how awesome of a manifester you are, or by how rich or how poor you are, or how talented you are, or by how much you sacrifice, or how environmentally responsible you are, or by being superior because you're a vegan or whatever, but regardless, source, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, does not care, does not give a shit. And because of that, because source sees you as 100% worthy, always has, always will, you know, and worthy of anything that you desire, as soon as you're trying to prove worthiness to get what you want, you block what you want from coming to you. And you can affirm what you want and decree what you want until you are blue in the face. But if you're doing affirmations to prove how serious you are and how deserving you are, you're blocking your desires from coming to you because the universe does not need you to prove your worthiness or deservability. It's not conditional in nature. It is unconditional in nature. And by you trying to prove your worthiness, you are out of alignment with your own source and with the universe of complete unconditional abundance, who only see you as perfect and amazing and awesome and all-powerful. And, of course, unlimited. And who never ever sees you as lesser than that awesome, infinite magnificence. So no matter how negatively you or other people may see you and judge you, it doesn't matter. Universe sees you as complete perfection. So the optimal use of affirmations and other so-called New Age processes are strictly for your own alignment, to get your mind and your vibration into an allowing state so that you're allowing the universe to give you whatever you want. You're allowing the flow of abundance and joy to come to you rather than blocking the universe from giving you what you want and blocking the river of abundance and joy. Because God, source, universe can't and won't assert its goodwill upon you against your negative oriented, stubborn, resistant will, because you're a sovereign divine being. You are God, source in a human body. And it's your choice to allow the infinite blessings of the universe to come to you or block that unlimited flow of abundance to come to you with your stinking thinking. It's your choice. So the basic step-by-step game plan to get you what you want is step one, meditation. The point of meditation is not to reach some sort of state of enlightenment. It's simply designed to stop your thoughts, to enter a thoughtless state. This basically neutralizes all old negative limited momentum. It shifts gears and shifts tracks so you get headed in the right direction, so that you get your train into a more positive oriented, good feeling direction. So using that analogy, imagine you're a freight train being fueled by all of your past limited, doubtful, judgmental, etc. thoughts. All those limited, doubtful, judgmental, limited thoughts have built up a whole ton of negative momentum. Big ass tank full of negative fuel, fueling your train. Well, you can't just slam on the brakes while you're going full speed ahead in a negative direction, or if you try, everything in the train will just slam forward and kill everyone on board. And it's a lot gentler on all of your internal passengers, which is kind of an analogy of your life, to just stop feeding the engine with your negative thoughts and let your engine just slowly stop moving because it's run out of fuel. Basically, using the classic car analogy, stop putting negative fuel in your gas tank and your car will just putter to a slow stop as it runs out of petrol, or runs out of gasoline, or it's any aim. Well, that's what meditation is. It causes you to stop feeding your tank, which is your mind, with negative fuel, which is thought. Thought is the fuel that drives your mind. And in a thoughtless state, you're in a completely allowing state, and so the universe can go to work getting you all of the goodies that you want. And all you have to do is have an absence of thought, you know, to just basically be a zombie, brain dead meditator, and all your desires are actually on their way to you without doing jack squaddly shit. And the point you really need to get here is everything you want is being lined up for you by your source, by the universe, and you don't have to do diddly squat to get them. You don't have to meditate for 20 years in a cave and eat mung beans and rice and sleep on a concrete or rocky floor in a monastery or dedicate your life to God or follow a list of commandments or believe in a Lord or Savior and surround yourself with crystals or become a vegan or to save the earth and et cetera, et cetera, so that you can finally deserve to get all the love and joy and riches and abundance and health and well-being and the excitement and freedom, et cetera, that you want. No, you don't have to do diddly squat to get all that stuff. All you have to do is stop the stinking thinking by stopping the train with meditation or by doing anything else that is mind-nilling, such as watching a funny movie or making sweet love. Because making love is especially good because you're 100% focused on pleasure. You're not, hopefully, you're not thinking about anything but just sweet pleasure. As long as you're, you know, not stupid thinking stupid thoughts like, am I sexy enough? Am I good enough? Is he or she enjoying this? Blah blah blah. Am I good lover? And you know, but if you're not thinking crap like that, then you're just gonna be surrounded by pure 100% ecstasy. So focus is a key factor here, which brings us to step two. Because of course, when you're focused, you know, on fun, you're very focused, aren't you? So step two, step one. Okay, so step one, enter mindless state. Slow down, stop old momentum to create new momentum so that you can get your train back onto a different track. So you can change tracks. You got to slow that train down and then pull the old lever and then switch tracks. So step one is zero focus. So meditation is no focus whatsoever. And when you're meditating, well, because you're not focusing on anything, luckily, you no longer have a negative focus. But also, you don't have a positive focus either. You have no focus whatsoever, except for the positive joy that you will feel from being in an allowing state. But that's still not focus. That's just feeling is just an indication of how you're focused or not focused, which helps you feel your infinite magnificence. When you are meditating and not thinking, you can start finally to feel your awesome divinity, your awesome magnificence. And that helps you feel your amazing, infinite, immortal, unconditionally loving source, your own unconditionally loving essence, your own infinitely abundant way of being, etc., etc. So you're feeling rather than thinking in a meditative state. By not thinking, you can finally feel your natural awesomeness because you're not thinking any stupid thoughts that block you from feeling that magnificence. Because, of course, anytime you think in a negative way, you completely are unable to feel your awesome magnificence. So, but now you're feeling your infinite, immortal, unconditionally loving, infinitely abundant, and joyful state of being. Now you can start. So, once you've stopped the negative thoughts, now you're feeling your awesome magnificence. So now you can start adding positive fuel to your tank. But positive, unlimited, joyful, loving, fun, ecstatic, blissful, infinitely abundant fuel with positive, fun focus. Now you can start thinking, but in a purely positive direction. So now that you have stopped your train by no longer giving it any fuel, now you can get out, flip the track changer, start using affirmations and similar processes of focus and alignment, such as visualization, etc., etc., rampages of appreciation to add positive fuel to your tank and get your train heading where you want it to go, which is straight to all of the fun goodies that Source has lined up for you that are waiting for you at Joyville from all of the desires you've had. Because joy is your number one top fuel that you want to put into your tank. Much better than jet fuel. Kicks ass. Better than nuclear fission. The best fuel in the universe is joy. When you chuck in fun and joy, well, then your train starts heading full speed ahead to more joy and fun, like a dragster. When you add riches and abundance and well-being into your tank, well, you're full speed ahead to nonstop riches, abundance, and well-being. But as soon as you try to add doubt and insecurity and not good enough and impossible or need to work hard or need to prove my worth fuel and judgment fuel and negativity fuel and limited fuel to your tank, well, you're slowing down your love, joy, and abundance train. You're throwing sugar into the gas tank and the love, joy, and abundance that you desire is being blocked from coming to you. You can't get to love, joy, well-being, and abundance on the track that is heading to hate, sadness, disappointment, judgment, disease, and lackville. And you feeling like shit tells you you're on the wrong train. You're on the wrong track heading to shitville rather than fun town. It's very simple. You have this amazing self-guidance system that tells you where you're headed based on how you're feeling. And affirmations won't help if you haven't stopped your train and gotten it heading in the right direction first with meditation and also good old-fashioned sleep and a good old-fashioned nap. Because sleep is our natural way to enter a mindless state and stop the train running. And every day you get a fresh start with an absolutely new choice as to which direction you're going to get your train going. Just like meditation. But unfortunately, most people wake up and instead of making a conscious decision to head to joy, love, and abundanceville, they jump right into old thinking patterns and start thinking, oh, yeah, I remember, my life sucks. Instead of thinking about the joy of having a full bank account, they go, oh, yeah, I remember my bank account is empty. Instead of thinking about that yummy lover that they desire to have in their lives, they think, oh, yeah, I remember my bed is empty and no one loves me. So, stop your old decaying, rickety, rusting train of lack and not good enough and can't be done and unworthy and doubt and judgment. And I need to save the world, and this is bad for me, and that's bad, and he's bad, and she's bad, and I'm bad, etc., etc. By not thinking at all with sleep and meditation and sex and puppies and kittens and videos and puppy and kitten videos and nature and petting your cat and playing with your dog and gardening and eating chocolate and taking a bath and getting a massage and sitting in the jacuzzi and having sex. Did I mention having sex? Make sure you have sex. And then you can start thinking about the fun stuff that you want, because you'll think about an abundance of your desires rather than a lack of your desires, because you've raised your vibration by entering a mindless state, which helped you reconnect to your natural divine state of infinite joy, well-being, and abundance. And now you can pour that unlimited natural state of joy and abundance into your desires. And now you are a cooperative factor. in your own manifestations. Now you're working with your own source in cooperation, and you're, you know, cooperating your cooperative element with the universe of infinite abundance, and a cooperative element in your own desire creation soup, as it were, rather than working against your own desires and working against the universe, who's trying to give you all the goodies that you want. Now you are the CEO of your own life, and you have the infinite power of the entire universe of creation working for you, like a million employees, and whatever you say 100% goes. If you want 100 billion trillion septimajillion dollars, well, the universe says, no worries, your wish is your command. If you want nonstop joy, fun, health, vitality, and love, the universe says, no worries, easy peasy, your wish is your command. And the more you focus on an abundance of whatever you desire, the more positive, abundance-oriented fuel you add to that train, and then the faster that train gets going, that positive momentum builds up, and then those goodies are on their way to you, tout suite. So now you can go nuts with affirmations and rampages of appreciation and have a ball imagining all of those fun goodies being in your life, having those goodies in your life, and the juicy lovers in your life, and all the fun freedom and travel and creativity in your life that you desire to be in your life. And it feels great to think about those things because your vibration is high, because you're not thinking about a lack of your desire. You're thinking about an abundance of your desire. You're thinking about the deliciousness of what it's going to feel like to have those things. The key is to become a master of vibration so that your vibration is always high, because you're always focused in positive, abundant, oriented directions. You've built up a foundation of positivity. And like anything you desire to master, it takes daily practice to build that foundation. If you want to become a rock star, well, unless you practice playing that bloody guitar every single day, well, it's just not going to happen. So if you want to become a rock star of alignment, a superstar of vibration, an absolute rock star of manifestation, well, you've got to become a positive-oriented joy master. You got to become a master of infinite abundance by mastering the daily art of joyful abundance thinking. By starting every day with meditation and then affirmations and other alignment processes to build a foundation of natural, solid, unshakable joy, well-being, and abundance that is 100% unaffected by the outside world. Doesn't matter what's happening in the outside world, your foundation is so strong, they can throw nuclear bombs at you, and you're just like, what was that, a mosquito? What was that? And you can become that master of alignment by getting 100% fully stuck into my Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Ritual Series, available at masterkeysofsuccess.com. This is a massive series. It's simple, it's easy, it's fun, it's cheap, and I'm always adding to it, and I'll always add to it. So once you've got the link, you'll always get new additions. And I also recommend all the processes in the many Abraham books channeled through Esther Hicks. You can start out with Asking It Is Given. It's just got like a whole third of the book is just processes of alignment that you can use every day based on where you're at vibrationally. So you got to start every day fresh, like you're a newborn baby every day, because you technically do start fresh like a newborn baby every day. And you got to forget about the past. Every day is a new day. Because the past doesn't matter. Past is gone. The past is a dead horse that you keep flogging, but is never, ever going to get back up again and start running again. No matter how much you want it to, no matter how you keep flogging it, it ain't going to change. You can't change the past. You can't even change the present. The present essentially is the past. The only thing you can do is create a new future. The only thing you can do is change your thoughts now in a positive direction so that you create a positive future. The past, even just yesterday, even today, is just dead meat. It's a rotting, festering, maggot-ridden corpse that deserves none of your attention. Because it is impossible to change the past. The only thing possible is to create a better future with your positive-oriented thoughts now. And you do that by affirming that joyful, abundant future every single day and imagining that fun future and then feeling that fun future, feeling the deliciousness of that fun future and writing about that ecstatically fun, delicious future and talking about that awesome, fun, exciting future. But thinking about, talking about, and writing about that future as if it is here now. Not in the future, someday, maybe. No. Feel what it feels like to have it now. To be it now. To do it now. Not someday my prince will come. But loving the feeling now of your prince being here now. Or your princess being here now. In your bed now. His armor removed and in a pile next to his glistening white horse. You got the money now. You got so much money that you hardly know what to do with it all. But you're having a ball imagining what you will do with it all. Because what you want is less important than why you want it. And the number one reason you want anything is for the joy and fun of it. You can't manifest the $1 million right now, this bloody second, but you can manifest the delicious feelings of all of the fun things that you can do and buy with that $1 million. You can't necessarily enjoy the physical manifestations of your desires right this second, but you can 100% easily enjoy the vibrational and emotional manifestations of those desires right now. And that's the most creative control that you have of creating what you want. And that's the only way to finally enjoy the physical manifestations of your desires by first enjoying the joyful emotions of your desires now. To create what you want, it's think about joy of what you want and why you want it, which is the same thing, because the only reason you want anything is for the joy of it. So it's joyful, good feeling thoughts first, which creates joyful, abundant, fun vibrations, which aligns you to the joyful abundance of the universe and aligns you to the natural infinite flow of abundance of the universe, and opens the floodgates of abundance to flow nonstop infinite abundance and joy to you. Easy peasy. It's all about allowance. It's all about surrender. Just open up and receive. Expect abundance and you will always be abundant. Expect joy and you will always be joyful. Expect riches and you will always be rich. Expect love, and your life will always be filled with love. Expect crap, well, you'll just keep attracting crap. And you don't have to do anything or prove anything to receive infinite abundance. Just stop doing all the stupid limited stuff that is damming up your river of abundance. Stop thinking the negative, limited, judgmental thoughts. So I hope that helped give you more clarity about how to use affirmations and meditation to get you lined up with your natural state of infinite joy, well-being, and abundance. And if you're really serious about becoming a master of alignment, then go to masterkeysofsuccess.com and get access to my amazing audio and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Rituals, now! So I hope you enjoyed this outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening Master Key of Creation entitled Affirmations Are For You, Not For The Universe. If you got something from it, please comment, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel to get notifications of new videos. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. And also where you can find out how to become completely financially free without having to work for it and struggle for it. And get your money working hard for you so that you don't have to work hard for your money. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!